believers. I don't think that wisdom as such is the preserve of those with the belief. I believe, however, that God can speak through those who don't believe, and I also think that he gives, well, me in this case, the capacity to be able to see a situation which is not necessarily I'll just leave it there. I'm a bit muddling with the words at the moment. But where do you seek wisdom in the very, very first place? I really do think that you need to give yourself a foundation. And there's a certain book which is probably the most popular in the Western world, which is a good place to start.
So Mark wants me to say that I go to him to find wisdom all the time. And sometimes I do. Generally in my day-to-day life, I'm usually more easily accessible to talk to God, though, than to run off and ask Mark about stuff. So most of the time I'm just having that conversation with God in that everyday seeking of wisdom. In the things that I've got a bit more time for, I'll talk to look in the Bible, particularly in Proverbs. That's usually got something applicable to most situations. And I try and surround myself with wise people, which there's a number in the room at the moment. So,
funnily enough, just thinking about that, talking about early on about seeing things in my early adult life as black and white. Liana thinks in a very different way to what I do, and we clashed heads pretty badly. Like, there was many nights after night church, we'd be in the car outside, or people may think it's sort of, you know, steaming up in there. It was only through, you know, anyway, argument. Usually, well after 9 o'clock, 9:30 at night, it's a different kind of steam. Well into the night, and I'm starting to come to a place where I'm finding that I'm saying things that Liana's been saying for years and years. So coming around to realizing that, yes, she's a person of wisdom in my life. But at the moment, I've got a favourite podcast that I listen to, and it's these two boffins who just kind of sit there and try and nut out. They come with they're called the deconstructionists, and they come with this idea that we all have an unconscious bias, that we have our background from our family, our friends, our culture, society, the choices that we've made, other people have made on us, and so we have this bias when we come to thinking about things, and they're trying to realise that to be able to come around it. And their second thing is that they don't want to just believe, they don't want to find their faith by proxy. They don't want to just go by what...
Teenage.